Self-improving AI gets $650 million bet as recursive superintelligence expands research. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, recursive superintelligence incorporated raised $650 million in seed stage funding led by Alphabet and hashtag X27, SGV and Greycroft, with participation from NVIDIA and AMD and hashtag X27, S Venture Arm. The company achieved a $4.65 billion post-money valuation upon launch on May 13, 2026, making it one of the most richly valued AI debuts before shipping any commercial product. Founder Richard Socher, formerly chief scientist at Salesforce and founder of U.com, is targeting an AI capability of self-rewriting code to improve its own intelligence. Richard Socher's new startup exits stealth with the largest seed stage AI raise of 2026, backed by Alphabet's GV, NVIDIA, and AMD, targeting a capability that no existing model has achieved, an AI that rewrites its own code to become smarter. Recursive Superintelligence Incorporated launched on May 13, 2026, with $650 million in funding and a post-money valuation of $4.65 billion, making it one of the most richly priced AI debuts in recent memory before shipping a single commercial product. Alphabet Incorporated's GV and Greycroft led the round, joined by NVIDIA Corporation and the venture arm of Advanced Micro Devices Incorporated. The company was founded earlier this year by Richard Socher, who previously served as chief scientist at Salesforce Incorporated and before that founded U.com Incorporated, an API provider for AI-driven online research, which carried a $1.5 billion valuation as of last year. The startup's core thesis is that the next leap in AI capability will not come from scaling existing architectures with more compute and data, but from building a model capable of discovering improvements to its own codebase autonomously. Recursive describes this target as recursive self-improving superintelligence, defined as an AI system that can discover new knowledge in the manner of human scientists. The company started with Socher and six other staffers, according to the New York Times. It has since grown to more than 25 employees split between San Francisco and London. $4.65 billion pre-revenue valuation on a 25-person team signals that institutional capital is no longer pricing AI startups on current output. It is pricing them on the credibility of the founding team and the size of the capability gap they are targeting. Asked about the company's ambitions on X, Socher wrote, "We will start with AI research itself but eventually hope to expand its aperture to physics, chemistry and especially preclinical biology. AI will be to biology what calculus was to physics, a new language and way of thinking that deals with complex systems and helps us understand and engineer them better." The implication for capital allocators is direct. A company priced at $4.65 billion with no disclosed revenue is a pure option on a capability shift. The question is whether that option is mispriced, fairly valued, or underpriced relative to what self-improving AI could unlock in drug discovery, materials science, and compute optimization. The implied multiple and what it tells institutional investors recursive's valuation demands context. At $4.65 billion on a $650 million raise, the implied price to raise multiple is approximately 7.2x. For comparison, U.com's $1.5 billion valuation as of last year suggests Socher's prior venture traded at a more conventional consumer SaaS adjacent premium. The step up in investor conviction from U.com to recursive reflects a directional bet that recursive self-improvement is a qualitatively different category, not a marginal upgrade to existing large language model workflows. The strategic LP composition reinforces this reading. NVIDIA and AMD are not passive financial investors. Both companies design the GPU and AI accelerator hardware that AI training and inference run on. Their participation in recursive's round signals hardware layer alignment. If recursive self-improving model succeeds in optimizing its own training and inference infrastructure, as the company explicitly states as a goal, the downstream beneficiaries include the chip suppliers themselves. Alphabet's dual role is worth noting. GV is a financial investor in recursive. Alphabet separately designs its tensor processing unit accelerators using neural networks trained on chip blueprints, and the team behind that system recently launched a startup called Recursive Intelligence Incorporated to commercialize the technology for third parties. Alphabet is therefore funding two separate companies working on overlapping problems, AI-assisted hardware design and AI-assisted AI improvement. Our view, this is a deliberate portfolio construction strategy, not redundancy. Alphabet is hedging across multiple paths to the same destination. The technical frontier, what self-improving actually means operationally recursive stated roadmap begins with a narrower objective than the company name implies. Rather than immediately targeting general superintelligence, its first deliverable is an AI model that can improve its own codebase. From there, The company expects such a system to discover how to build AI models more effective than humans at scientific tasks. The mechanism involves a model that develops experiment hypotheses, runs simulations in what the company calls an open-ended process of automated scientific discovery, tests outcomes, and validates results. Crucially, the model will target not only its code but also its harness, the auxiliary programs that AI providers use to enhance algorithm output, and its training and inference infrastructure. Recursive did not disclose which machine learning methods will underpin the self-improvement loop. Rival Ineffable Intelligence Limited, which is pursuing a similar knowledge discovery objective, is using reinforcement learning. That is a notable data point. Reinforcement learning underpins the post-training alignment work at OpenAI and Anthropic, and it has demonstrated capacity for emergent optimization behavior in controlled settings. OpenAI's GPT-5.5 provides the closest publicly available analog. According to the company, GPT-5.5 developed a more efficient parallelization method for spreading inference requests across GPU cores, boosting token generation speeds by more than 20%. That improvement was discovered by the model rather than engineered manually. Recursive's ambition is to institutionalize the kind of discovery as a continuous, automated process rather than a one-time finding. The memory bottleneck, the infrastructure constraint nobody is pricing into Recursive's valuation. Self-improving AI models will consume memory at orders of magnitude beyond current large language model workloads. That constraint is already visible in commodity pricing data. DRAM export prices from South Korea surged 497% over the past year, according to Korean Customs Service data. High bandwidth memory prices doubled to tripled over the same period. Samsung Electronics, SK Hynix, and Micron Technology collectively control approximately 95% of global DRAM supply. Micron's revenue tripled year over year to $23.9 billion, with adjusted earnings climbing eightfold as demand from hyperscalers accelerated. The hyperscalers funding AI infrastructure, the Big Four collectively, are spending as much as $725 billion on AI data centers. That spend is GPU headline driven, but memory has become the binding supply constraint. A system designed to run continuous, open-ended simulations to improve its own architecture will stress memory bandwidth in ways that current benchmarks do not capture. Our view, Recursive's hardware investor syndicate, NVIDIA, AMD, is not coincidental. The company will need preferential access to next-generation memory and accelerator capacity to run the simulation loops its model requires. Strategic LP relationships are the company's insurance policy against a supply chain that is already pricing in scarcity. The broader AI monetization stack, from self-improvement to billing models, Recursive's launch lands in a week when the broader AI infrastructure stack is repricing the relationship between capability and commercial model. Anthropic PBC announced on May 14 that every paid Claude subscription tier will receive a programmatic credit pool beginning June 15, separating agentic compute usage from standard interactive subscriptions. The lowest tier starts at $20 per month, the max 20x tier runs $200 per month. The change follows Anthropic's earlier decision to restrict third-party agentic frameworks from accessing Claude via standard subscriptions after tools like OpenClaw created server strain. The pattern is consistent across the frontier model providers. As AI agents consume more compute autonomously, providers are moving from flat subscription pricing toward metered, credit-based models. GitHub is moving Copilot to an AI credit system beginning June 1. The commercial implication: agentic and self-improving AI systems will generate nonlinear compute costs that flatrate pricing cannot contain. For Recursive, this creates a product architecture decision it will need to resolve before commercialization. A model that runs open-ended self-improvement simulations continuously does not fit neatly into any existing billing framework. Whether Recursive monetizes through API access, enterprise licensing, or a research partnership model with pharmaceutical or materials science companies remains undisclosed. The Plaquemines view the market is reading Recursive superintelligence as a moonshot bet on AGI-adjacent capability. That framing is partly right and mostly incomplete. The more precise investment thesis is this: Recursive is building the automation layer for AI research itself. Every frontier lab currently employs hundreds of researchers to run ablations, tune hyperparameters, test architectural variations, and iterate on training pipelines. If Recursive delivers even a partial version of its stated objective, the unit economics of AI research change structurally. The cost of producing a frontier model drops. The speed of iteration accelerates. The competitive moat of being a well-staffed lab narrows. That is a deflationary force aimed directly at OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind. It is also precisely why Alphabet is funding it. A world where AI self-improvement commoditizes research labor benefits the companies with the largest installed infrastructure bases, the chip suppliers, the cloud providers, and the companies sitting on the most proprietary data for the model to train against. The second-order play is preclinical biology, which Soker named explicitly. Drug discovery timelines run 10 to 15 years at costs exceeding $1 billion per approved compound. An AI system that can autonomously generate, test, and validate research hypotheses in simulation collapses the early-stage discovery window. The pharma and biotech sectors have not yet priced this disruption into valuations, but the capital flowing into companies like Recursive is the leading indicator. The risk is not technical failure in isolation. It is that Recursive self-improvement loop remains confined to a narrow domain for longer than investors expect, generating neither commercial revenue nor a demonstrable capability breakthrough in the 24 to 36-month window before the next capital raise. At a $4.65 billion valuation, the patience required of LPs is substantial. Plaquemines' position, the syndicate composition, Alphabet, Nvidia, AMD, de-risks the infrastructure access problem. The founding team's track record de-risks execution credibility. The remaining risk is timeline. Investors with a five-year horizon and tolerance for binary outcomes should treat Recursive as a high-conviction position. Those with a two-year mark-to-market pressure are buying the story, not the product. The bottom line: Recursive superintelligence is the most consequential AI seed raise of 2026, not because of its size, but because of what it is trying to build, a system that makes building AI cheaper and faster for everyone. If it succeeds, the beneficiaries are infrastructure providers and data-rich incumbents. If it fails, the $650 million joins a long list of well-funded bets on capabilities that arrived later than promised. The company's first proof point will be whether its self-improving model can optimize its own code base in a reproducible, measurable way. Watch for that disclosure in the next 12 months. The valuation trajectory from $4.65 billion to either $20 billion or near zero depends on it.